producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We are a great people. We are a generous and we are a compassionate people. And we are far better than the sort of fascist rhetoric that you hear spewed out by Donald Trump. The enduring symbol of our country is not the barbed wire fence. It is the Statue of Liberty.
That's one Martin O'Malley taking a little dig, a big swing, if you will, a baseball bat to Donald Trump as everybody's in Iowa. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's a snippet from the town hall that the Dems had, where each one got to cozy up with Chris Cuomo and answer some questions, some from very young students at Drake and then others who were there caucusing, I suppose, would caucus next week. They were there in the audience. And in the meantime, Donald Trump takes everything else in stride. He actually even stayed at a Holiday Inn Express. So, Donald, the Democrats are doing their town hall thing. What are you doing? I'm going to a Holiday Inn Express. I can't even picture the billionaire in a Holiday Inn Express, but the rooms cost about $130. So, usually he flies home on his private jet, but instead he decided he would have the buffet breakfast and he would campaign and he would stay over. And this is so Trump. Afterwards, you know, after he had stayed there, he said the motel had a good mattress and it was a clean room. But it's not talking about the rooms that he's getting bombarded about. It's some of the other things that Trump is saying. He's especially going after torpedoing Ted Cruz. You know, if it's going to work or not, who knows? We'll see next week in the caucuses in Iowa, and we'll see then in New Hampshire, too. But Trump has his sights set on Cruz, because Cruz is the closest one to him. And Cruz took his own slam at Trump in his newest attack ad that is being pumped all over Iowa. And in the speech, he has some footage from a 99 interview on Meet the Press. Trump said he is pro-choice in every aspect in 99. And then there was a clip of Trump at a November rally asking the crowd, how stupid are the people of Iowa? Then there's the female voiceover in the spot that says, Donald Trump, New York values, not ours. And Trump immediately jumped on Twitter to come back and say, Ted Cruz is a nervous wreck. He's making reckless charges, not caring for the truth. His poll numbers are way, way down. His poll numbers are down. In the meantime, as we bounce back to the Democrats being on primetime on CNN with this town hall in Iowa, Bernie Sanders, who's giving Hillary Clinton a heap of trouble, had this to say about why he's running. Or maybe not.
In my view, we need a political revolution where millions of people stand up and say, you know what, that great government of ours belongs to all of us, not just the few. That's why I'm running for president. Thank you.
All right, he says he's the guy of the people. It belongs to everyone, and that's what it's about, and that's why he's running. A lot was made about his age. He is 74. Chris Cuomo said he was 75, and he said, nope, 74. I guess he's jumping ahead, but he's going to be 75. So Bernie Sanders is pretty neck and neck with Hillary Clinton, and he is challenging her, certainly, for the Democratic nomination, but it you know, if you look at the tea leaves, there's just no, I'm flabbergasted because there's just no way. First of all, there's no way this happens, right? There's no way this happens, but it is. And it's just not, you know, he's, you just are not thinking that he's going to get this far, but he, I mean, listen, he's knee deep in this. Now, if you're the Republican nominating machine and you see what's going on with Bernie Sanders, and you see, okay, here's a guy who's, he's 74 right now, and he's in September, so before the election, he turns 75. He would be the oldest if he were to win. And he talks about, it's definitely bigger government, it's definitely more taxes. He talks about changing health care. And you're the Republicans who are going through their own process of narrowing the field. And let's say it was Donald Trump, who is not the party's pick. He's the people's pick, but the party would prefer to have a Rubio, a Jeb Bush, but, you know, somebody else. So let's just pretend for argument's sake it's Donald Trump. Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, play the game with me for a second. Who wins that? If Clinton isn't in the mix. So she's not the nominee. It doesn't even have to do anything with her being taken down or indicted or any of that. She's not the nominee, and it's him. Who wins that match? I mean, really, is there any way that Bernie Sanders wins that? Even though there's a big movement, Feel the Burn, T-shirts are everywhere, younger people who are eligible to vote swear they're going to come out in droves and vote for him, do like what happened with Obama. Make that happen, get younger people excited, go to the college campuses, and so the people who are eligible to vote, get them out there. Get them out there, get them voting. But one-on-one, Bernie, I'm just saying, play the game, people. Play the game. Bernie versus Trump. What would the odds makers say in Vegas? Who would have the better odds? Would you presume that it would be Donald Trump? Because no matter what he says, there's no question he would come off as incredibly left. So there's your choices. Who do you go with in that deck? And this is just a wide open question, because here on America Tonight, I do invite everyone. I always say, I don't care if you're left of left or right of right or somewhere in between. Come on in. Bang on the door. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Who really honestly wins that contest? The more celebrity superstar in Donald Trump, or the career politician who wants everybody to have across the board health care, everybody to have the same, and wants to change tax structure to help pay for it, and who wants college to be paid for pretty much across the board too? To say nothing of what would happen with regulations. 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Always like that tune.
Right, right.
KD, hanging with all of you here on America Tonight. I say it's about the buzz in the land. So here's the oops moment that I want you all to know about that may get you thinking. We talk about what it's like to go through airport security. We talk about what it's like to go through customs. Have you been through customs lately? Anybody? Anybody listening to me? Take that trip to go visit somebody? I guess passengers at JFK Airport in New York were allowed to leave without going through customs. Well, that's not very good. How did that happen? It happened. The New York Daily News reported it, actually. They say people that landed on American Airlines Flight 1223 from Cancun on January 18th just sailed through without having either their passports or bags checked. There's been a report of another American Airlines flight where that happened in November. I mean, that's ridiculous. Walking off the plane and getting into the city? Sorry, are we thinking terrorists? Forget about building a giant wall. How about getting people in place who make sure whoever gets off of a plane from another country is going through customs? That's ridiculous. What happened, according to the Daily News, is hours after the plane landed, you had a bunch of people from the airline pleading with passengers to return and complete the customs process. But who's doing that? Wait, I'm sorry, I'm at my hotel. Wait, you want me to come back to the airport? No, that's not happening. And they argue with people by saying, look, it is it might be an inconvenience. It's a customs requirement that everybody entering the U.S. has to clear customs. They put out an email and they sent it to passengers. I mean, are you kidding me? Okay, wait a second. Yeah, that's right. Paco Pedro and whatever your fake names are, hiding out somewhere in our biggest city, New York. Will you please come back through and go through the customs process? And of course, some passengers on the flight didn't complete immigration. Here's what happened. They were directed toward a domestic exit, so they didn't go through customs. Now, a more sinister person would say, oh, that was, you know, that was a conspiracy from the beginning. No, it was just a dumb, idiotic move. While the rest of us get frisked, see, these passengers are just told to go. Just go. Just go out. And nobody knows until it's too late and they realize, whoops, counting heads, manifest and all that doesn't make sense. And then to try to get somebody, I mean, and there's the other question. Would you go back to the airport if you're out in the city somewhere and they tell you, oh, I'm sorry, you have to go through customs. You're at breakfast the next day, you have plans or whatever, it doesn't matter. Could you just, on your own dime, come back to JFK, go through all the rigmarole? No, I don't think so. I mean, fill out a questionnaire that you email me, perhaps. I bet there were some people, and if it was inadvertent, that were not happy. Grim, how about that? The big oops moment. Whoops, we let them go through.
What else is new?
Exactly.
I tell you what, I'll bring the poker and graham crackers and the marshmallows, and you can bring the chocolate. Well, no, maybe I ought to bring the chocolate to make sure. You bring the marshmallows and graham crackers if Bernie and Trump are running.
That wouldn't that be crazy?
Bernie probably wins.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Who wins? Who wins in that contest? What happens there? I mean, you really would have the two very, I couldn't be more opposite. Even ideology, everything. Except for, you know, they're both New Yorkers.
It'd be a draw jobber, you know. I mean, you know. Obama,
it would be.
Obama won was a draw jobber for a lot of Americans.
Yes. I think it was a jaw dropper because I thought it was Hillary's. I mean, Hillary. Probably the worst phone call of her life was the phone call she got when they told her that Obama was in the mix for real.
Yeah. Yeah. Who?
Whoops.
Who?
What do you mean? I thought he said that. I just thought I had to worry about that nut John Edwards.
He was a senator?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Why isn't he supposed to wait? It's not his turn. Yeah.
I mean, he never did anything to be anything. And then he became something all overnight.
I know. That's why he can never say anything about experience, because he was a senator that wasn't really even a senator. In the blink of an eye, he was off to the races.
Yeah. And that's what worries me, because, well, you, the other night, I wanted to kind of bring this up, but you're talking about The Bachelor, and you said you don't even watch it. Occasionally, I flip over just to get a good laugh, you know, to listen to it. But, you know, I'm sitting there thinking when you were talking, because I flipped over and watched a little bit, and I said, well, when I was watching, I was asking myself, why are we allowing these people to breed? I said to myself after that, oh, that explains why we get these weird elections. And
That's so funny. Yes, because you know why? You just make a point. Because people aren't informed. So, of course, none of us are walking encyclopedias, even if we fancy ourselves to be smart. But we both know you can look up tons of information very easily, and you could easily find out voting records, what you think is important, and just compare it to who you're voting for, what they really are saying. I mean, it's not that hard to do.
Well, they jump for fads before they actually jump for facts.
That's it.
That's what they jump for. You know, what's the latest fad, you know? I think one of the biggest things that brought notice to Obama was the Obama girl, the cheerleader, whatever she
was. Yes.
You know, and all of a sudden, you know, you started hearing about him after her.
Oh, crazy.
Of course, the media, they jump on that because it leads.
Yes.
And that's what brings it out in the forefront. I mean,
yes.
Really, I'm beginning to believe, you know, if you want to find out who's going to be the next president, start watching Comedy Central.
Yeah, go for the funny guys. They'll tell you what's really happening because anybody in their 20s or 30s, that's who they're watching.
Job security.
Yeah.
For the comedians.
That's funny.
That's what they're looking for.
Oh. Oh, you're so right. Oh, you're so dead on with that. It is ridiculous.
Instead of constitutional values, moral values, you know, well, kind of like the movie Watchmen. It's all just one big joke.
Oh, no kidding. How sad is that? Oh, so, so true. I mean, you know, it's like people that read The Onion and think it's real news, and it's fake news.
Yeah.
An alien just reportedly testified before Congress today. I mean, it's crazy, and people will buy it. People will believe it.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you got to have some kind of substantiating facts behind it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, Kate, my belief about the global warming thing has to deal with this, and you could go online and you can find a minister that preaches this sermon, but most Christians forget that the second coming, the earth's going to be destroyed. And it
yeah.
says in Genesis, we're put here to use the earth. But it also says, on the other hand, we're also supposed to be somewhat stewards, not just, you know, randomly, you know, rip through it, you know, and tear it up.
Right.
We try to do. But you got ultra conservatives and ultra liberals that are defeating the whole purpose of how
yeah.
we use it.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny you say that. I have some friends that are in a Bible study, a special one, because they say very rarely do you discuss the book of Revelation. And, you know, or Revelations,
yeah.
if you will. People always throw the S on it, but it's really Revelation. And it's the apocalypse, basically, of what we're talking about. And that's become huge now. More of these churches that are offering, you know, bringing a lot of people together are finding that people want those classes because they feel like this is
no.
upon us right now.
Okay. But what they don't realize is that he could choose to make it nothing.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, it could. It doesn't have to be something that's going to be terrible and fearful and, you know, we're going to have the plagues thrust upon us. So absolutely, you're 100% right on that. Grimm, always making sense, Grimm, when he joins us on the air. Some funny stuff from him for sure. Thanks so much, as always, Grimster. Appreciate the call. Anybody else who wants to be on board, give us a jingle.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Everybody was pretty much locked up in their houses. Very consistent snowfall. Other than that, it wasn't anything too wild. I've just never seen the streets so blocked up, you know.
I had 8 cancellations, but, you know, they've been rolling all the cancellations over. So I'm thrilled to be getting out on time, headed back to New Orleans.
You know, the storm came in. I was in for business, and the weather had other plans.
The weather did have other plans for so many over the weekend, depending on the location. Some saw almost 30 inches of snow, which is incredible. As it started to melt, then it would refreeze and there was black ice. So lots of flights canceled. On Saturday, forget it, trying to get in or out of Philly, Washington, New York, it was a nightmare. And other outlying areas, kind of the same story. Even during the day on Monday, a lot of flights were canceled, 1,200 flights. People backed up, that whole kind of thing. And Mother Nature has a wicked sense of humor. Just when you think you can predict weather patterns, you can't. You know, we do have that groundhog thing coming up. February 2nd, right? So that's next week. So what a big week next week is. Which is bigger to many of you? Do you care about the Iowa caucuses? Or do you care about Groundhog Day and Punxsutawney Phil and what will happen? Will we have more Will we have more snow, more winter, or more spring? Which is it? I have to say, I love the whole thing at Gobbler's Knob, and I had a chance to go there once. If by chance, because it's kind of out of the way, but if by chance you ever find yourself on February 2nd near there, go there. It is the most hilarious thing to see, and it's wall-to-wall people. It's an event. It's a deal. It's like the Mardi Gras for rodents. It's crazy. But, you know, so it's a superstition deal. It's history about seeing the shadow, the groundhog, what will happen. Happened back in 1887. Yeah. That's the first time they did it. Did you know that? If the groundhog comes out of the hole, sees its shadow, 6 more weeks of winter. No shadow means early spring. So you all understand that, right? Because of the whole hibernation thing, and that's what the deal is there. It feels like Groundhog Day, when we're constantly talking about the same things. Who's ahead in the polls? What's happening? Is anyone going to drop out? Isn't it Jeb Bush? Isn't he the guy? Isn't he the anointed one by the people behind the machine, behind the curtain? He's hanging in there, but he's like walking around with his 2 digits in his, basically, in his pocket. Because in any poll, he's like, he's lucky if he's got 5%. So we'll see the polls married to the results, what we actually get when you put that in the magic elixir. And we'll have that on Monday. So what a big week. Monday, the Iowa caucuses, the rodents day on Tuesday. And then 2 days later, we've got the Republicans and a debate. Am I right or am I right? You know, it made me think of the Bill Murray deal, the movie Groundhog Day, and the, you know, heard the people complaining there about the snow, and how you repeated the same day over and over and over again. And it was, that movie was crazy, wasn't it? I think Bill Murray is a genius. He's a comedic genius, and that movie cracked me up. It's one of those movies where it's like frustrating to watch it because you want to yell like at the screen, it's here it comes again. You're going to hit your alarm clock like you know the lines. And imagine being stuck where you're repeating the same day. Is anybody out there have a day in their life that was just so tremendous they would want to repeat it over and over again? I mean, not the politically correct answer to say, oh, my wedding day or the birth of my child or this day or that day. I think it would be, you know, you can't stop time, right? You can't freeze it. You just, time marches on, doesn't stop for any man. It's sometimes, I think, is a good thing. And especially when we're talking about the same deals over and over again. We shake the magic eight ball. I get out my crystal ball. And we try to predict. And I said, if you can imagine, what would it be like in a world where by the time you go through the nominating process, you have Bernie Sanders, for real, I can almost feel the burn right now. You have Bernie Sanders, and then you have Make America Great Again, Donald Trump, going head to head. What would that be like? I mean, could you have more polar opposites, as I mentioned earlier? What would Donald Trump say about Bernie Sanders? He's kind of a low-energy guy. Couldn't say anything about it. He's a New Yorker like me, but from a different part of New York. He's from Brooklyn. He grew up poor, I grew up rich. He wants to take all the marbles away from everybody and redistribute it. He wants socialization, America. I mean, I could almost write the lines for either one of them if I was a campaign manager. It would be like writing a play. But what are the odds of that happening? The presumptive nominees really were Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, but that equation has been shattered. It's not a definite. It's not a definite. All right, as we zig and zag down this path, one quick mention about the snow thing again. You know, they're calling for more snow in the Northeast. So a couple of days, you know, so the blizzard and the cleanup kept parts of the Northeast shut down. But now they're saying that perhaps by the end of the week, they could be talking about more snow coming back. Not as much as was dumped the last couple of days, however, over the weekend, really, Saturday, Friday into Saturday for most people. I can't even, again, I can't fathom digging out of that, then watching it freeze over, then trying to figure out, navigate the way to the office. Ugh. Sounds like a brutal time to me, I gotta say. In the meantime, because we now know the Super Bowl stage is set, nobody nailed the score. Of course, it was ridiculous. Arizona was ripped to shreds, and the Panthers just ate their lunch. And it was closer between Denver and the Patriots, but there's your Super Bowl for you. Denver and the Panthers. So any guesses, and I've already had a couple people, somebody asked me this today, any guesses as to Super Bowl tickets, what the average price is? How about this? A pair of club seats, which would mean you would be midfield, have already sold for just over $12,000. That's the most expensive sold so far. Most expensive. The average price is about $4,000, but they believe that we could be talking about, you know, there's different ticket organizations. But for the February 7th game, they're talking about the possibility of $5,000 a ticket. $5,000 a ticket. Can you imagine paying $5,000? I mean, even if you have a little bit of change in your pocket, can you imagine paying that kind of money? The average ticket price for the championship games has been $2,000. So, of course, the Super Bowl is going to be more. Now, if you had a great seat, but, you know, if you're talking about a couple of thousand dollars, $4,000, whatever, I would have to assume you're not going to get the best seat in the building when they're selling those other seats that were midfield for $12,000. It's going to be an okay seat, maybe, but it still could be maybe a nosebleed seat. That is a lot of money, my friends, to pay for a ticket. There's a lot of things you could do with that kind of money, right? A lot. I'm just thinking out loud. What could you do with $5,000? I'm thinking cars, houses. Yeah. And plus, remember, and I've been to over 10 Super Bowls from a media perspective. You go and the media gets okay seats if you're lucky enough and you get one of those seats. But there's so much going on around you and you're so crazy and you're running around trying to talk to people that it's just a nutty time. You're just exhausted by the time, which sounds like a big whine, but you're just exhausted by the time you get through that. Now, if I'm someone who paid for that, boy, if it's my team and I know it's cool to be there, but it's a different point of view from when you're there versus when you're sitting at home watching it on TV. I suppose you just tape it and go back and watch it. But I'm just saying that's a lot of jack to put out to want to go and pay that kind of money to go and see your team play in the Super Bowl. Unless you know somebody, a corporate person, who has access and they can get you somewhere close pretty cheaply. But it's a tough ticket because it's limited. And think of all the amount of people that watch the Super Bowl and what goes into a Super Bowl. Of course, it's insane. Speaking of insane, we have some follow-ups here. Like the Flint situation with the water. And you got plaintiff's lawyers who are kind of worried about taking on the whole water thing. I mean, even Erin Brockovich, who is the queen activist for consumers, they even did a movie, if you remember, after her. She's drawing attention to the Flint flight on her Facebook and public appearances, but you don't have any big plaintiff firms that are jumping into this, because you got a population of about 100,000 people. So what's the reason why? It's because of the mismanagement at various levels. The state of Michigan, the city of Flint. Pretty difficult to hold who? Who's liable for those damages? Stay with us.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Clint.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
Why in the heck does Iowa get to go first every time when the political parties start their presidential primaries and caucuses? Or maybe, depending on your point of view, why are they forced to go first? Well, you might tend to think there's some mischief going on in Iowa politics, or some favoritism is being shown, or maybe somebody wants cut a deal that we're stuck with or something. But, in fact, it's the result of a series of somewhat random items covering a period of 8 years that includes a confusing party primary, a change of rules, sold-out hotel rooms, Jimmy Carter, the love of power, and a compliant state legislature. So this is the story of how all that came together to give Iowa the right to go first. Join us again next time for the presidential primary of 1968 that kick-started this whole Iowa deal. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
All right, thanks, Clinton. Appreciate that. Does a terrific job. Why in the heck does Iowa get to go first? We've been talking about it. It's finally results season. Comes next week. And, boy, here we are on the doorstep. Hard to believe because it seems like forever that we've been talking about wait till we get to the part of the story where we actually get to talk about results and not speculate about the polls. Because sometimes it is true, sometimes the polls are wrong, but I think the polls show trends. I've said this before, and it's the truth. Pollsters wouldn't make the obscene amounts of money they make if the polls were dead wrong. If every poll was just so wrong and trends were wrong, then there's absolutely no reason why anyone would care and would pay. I mean, there's just no way they would. So there you go, for what it's worth. And what will the results mean? What will we be able to tell? Well, somebody will be out of the gate with, and all, they're off and running. It's like a horse race. Boom, the gates go up, and here's a couple of furlongs into it. Because this is going to be, I have a feeling, a very long 6 months, really, till we get to July. And we've got the Republicans and then the Democrats. And what ultimately, you know, happens, who, is there a brokered convention? There's been talks about a brokered convention for the Democrats, but now even I hear whispers about that for the Republicans, too. If there's a brokered convention, that means that Donald Trump is the guy, and somebody, the people smoking the cigars behind the curtain are saying, oh, that's not, we know, and they're going to have to figure out a way to try to take it back. I think that would be the plot. In the meantime, do endorsements amount to anything? This has been kind of a reality check, I think, for some candidates. It can perhaps move a needle, but how much does it move the needle? I mean, really, how badly do you need endorsements, and how much does that affect the outcome of an election? Is it about celebrity and rock stars and movie stars, or is it about politicians that people like? Obama is the current president, and the prevailing thought is always, well, if the current president signs off on you, that can be a good thing for the people who are already in your wheelhouse. Here's what Obama had to say about Sanders and Hillary Clinton.
Bernie came in with the luxury of being a complete long shot,
right,
and just letting loose.
Right.
I think Hillary came in with the both privilege and burden of being perceived as the front runner.
So there, that's interesting. He even says the burden of being the front runner, because she is the one that everybody assumed is going to get this. And then he, Bernie Sanders, sort of came out of nowhere. Martin O'Malley, nice guy, not getting anything in the polls, just a couple of percentage points. And he made the pitch on Monday in Iowa as part of a town hall on CNN that the polls aren't always right and that the people don't vote what the polls say the trends are. So you could see something very different, which he would be the different story if that's what were to happen. And that's what he was focusing on in speaking to the people in Iowa, that he's the guy. And I don't think so. I mean, it really comes down to Clinton and Sanders and what happens there. By the way, a couple of other quick things worth hitting, some quick hits at the tail end of this hour, including this, the Air Force telling the top brass that they can okay guns on the base. They're talking about a 2015 shooting that left 5 people dead. You know, there's been a lot of debates about this. We've had people on the show talking about it, actually. If you think of Fort Hood, that kicked open the discussion more for me. But telling them that they can, you know, they're okay with the guns because of that shooting shows you, look, this is our culture. How can we have these guys who are not armed? If firearms are in the hands of good guys, then that might be the best bet for stopping massacres. So they sent out a letter the Air Force did to base commanders around the nation, reminding them that they can authorize subordinates to carry guns even while off duty and out of uniform. So this does ensure that service members would be in a position to protect the base if something were to happen. They could react. You know, the rampage Mohammed Youssef's Abdulaziz's rampage only stopped when the police that responded shot him. But there was an investigation that showed that the base's commanding officer fired at him with his personal weapon, and one of the murdered Marines had an unauthorized 9mm Glock on him when he was killed. So now I think they're trying to clean this up, and they're saying, okay, we're going with it. If you want to carry a gun, you can carry a gun. Now, there's a massive criticism for this, because there are some that believe that armed military officers at a recruiting office, you know, it's not good. And why should you have more, you know, armed personnel at a base? I say the opposite. I say I don't understand how that could be criticized, because if you've got somebody in the military already proficient in using their arms, and they've got them at a recruiting office before some crazy rampage happens, I remember this well, and I'm sure you do too, and then you've got people at a base, how many lives could be saved if that were to happen? So now you've got commanders at every level. They have permission to work with security to train Air Force guys and allow them to open, or women, allow them to open carry their M9 service pistol at their duty spot, wherever it is. I think that's smart, because I don't get it. It would make a big difference in barracks and mess halls and all those areas. Obviously there's responsibility with it, but the fact that you could actually keep people breathing around you, oh. I say this all the time, and we all know this is true, when it comes to guns. If you're in that position in a mall, in a church, at your place of work, wherever, and somebody has a weapon illegally, or you're in a state where there's concealed and carry, and they save you and they save everybody else on the floor because they take the shooter out, you, like the people that are anti-guns, for no matter whatever you tell them, what story, what scenario, and what you wouldn't approve, you're thanking God, or whatever your God is, every day after you leave, not horizontally, but vertically. I know I would feel that way, and anybody who knows they've been in the area of, you know, you shoot, or you've been somewhere where you hear guns in the background, whew, I think that's almost where that expression, dodge the bullet, came from. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. Remember, you can always send me an email, americatonight.net.
Inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly. significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.com.